Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shannon in the Morning, CBS FM.
8:34 on the Big Show.
As we are scattered across this great country of ours, from one end to the other, Scott, Patty, back at the Big Show studios, our friend Dave Stewart.
Hello.
And, of course, Louie and Dino from remote locations participating in the show. I think it was Monday or Tuesday, maybe it was even Sunday, when I saw this video for the first time. It's a it's an incredible production featuring the worldwide cast of the Carole King musical Beautiful. And this is the first thing I heard. That's 80 different members of the worldwide cast of Beautiful doing a song from the Broadway show, You've Got a Friend, and enabled to put this whole thing together. It had to be like a complete a work of love, and we got the guy who did it with us this morning, Jason Howland. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm a little bit taken by your production, but it was. I had tears in my eyes by the time
he's been talking about it endlessly all week, and I understand why. It's so incredibly beautiful.
Thank you both so much. It was definitely a labor of love.
It was a labor, though. I mean, 80 people, so you had to have all those individual performances and then layer those all together.
We did. I reached out to everybody I could sort of remember an email for from all the productions we've done around the world and said it was inspired because I remember one of the nights early on in Europe, a lot of people were going out on their balconies, I want to say it was in Denmark, and singing You've Got a Friend to each other as everything was starting to happen over there about 2 weeks ahead of everything happening over here in New York.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, you know, that's a song we all know. Carole King gifted us that song to perform every night. We should do something with that. And so, you know, 80 people said, yeah, I'm in.
Wait a minute. They just you had to have some sort of communication with them, right?
I did. I had to. So what I had to do was I wrote an arrangement. That's what you've obviously heard. And then I had to sing all the parts. And I had to send, I made a big Dropbox where everybody could go online and they could choose the part they wanted to sing. So I had to sing the soprano part, which is a nightmare when you're me, because I don't sing.
Right.
Soprano, alto, tenor, bass part. And sang all the parts, posted them in the Dropbox, and then sent the sheet music and the parts and a piano track to everybody. And so everybody around the world then started posting videos back in the Dropbox of them singing their part. Part of the fun was that, you know, all these people, some of whom have never met, because we have people from Australia, Japan, the UK, US tour. All sending videos back.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people were great. Just if you've seen it, they just sort of sit there and sing it. But other people, you know, they really went to town.
Oh, yeah.
As only actors can.
It's like putting together a quilt, having little tiny pieces of fabric and then having to stitch it all together.
Totally. And honestly, you know, huge credit to the two guys who helped me with this, which are Matt Hoffman of HMS Media in Chicago, who's a videographer. HMS Media does a lot of work with the Broadway community. And I reached out to him and I said, I don't know how busy you are right now. He replied, well,
really, I'm doing nothing. He said, Jason, I'm just sitting here twiddling my thumbs. I got nothing going on. What do you want me to do?
Exactly. So he made that video edit. And after he started seeing the videos come in, he called me and he said, are we in a rush about this? And I said, no, there's no rush. He said, great. He said, I want to make it really great, but it's going to take some time. I was like, not a problem, because we have to actually figure out how to mix all of this audio, because all the audio that you hear is people recorded on their cell phones.
Wow.
So it now, has to all be mixed to sound like it's the same. So yes, after you,
see this video, you've got so many questions. The people who had you had a drummer in there, you had horn players. Are they actually playing, or are they just kind of like lip-syncing along?
Oh, no, they're all playing. So the other side of this was my production partner, Billy J. Stein at Strike Audio. He and I produced the cast album for Beautiful.
Right.
Which
you got a big award for that, right? You got a Grammy?
We did. We got a Grammy for that, which is nice. And mine, I admit, is sitting in my bar. Don't tell.
Good.
He's also, you know, he can't get into his real studio, so he's working remotely from a dining room table. So I contacted him, and what we did was all the musicians that you see are all people who actually played the show both in Australia and the U.S. and in L.A. And all those guys, a lot of those guys have home studios, so that's all those guys really playing. So I asked them to videotape themselves at the same time as they recorded their parts.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a big labor.
I mean, you produced, obviously, as Scott was just saying, that you won Best Musical Theater Album in 2015 for Beautiful. Yep. And it seems like this, in some ways, was more difficult to put together than a cast album where you're working in big studios and people can come in.
It definitely, you know, it just takes an awful lot longer to do a single thing. You know, normally you would do a cast album basically in a day and a half because of a lot of sort of uni rules you have to follow. This one song, you know, just mixing the audio of this one song took us about a week and a half.
Wow.
And then a week and a half for our friend Matt Hoffman to do the video. So it was definitely a labor of love.
Well, as I watch it, I've had quite a bit of experience, some experience in mixing, and I'm trying to figure out how this guy did that. I'm watching it. I've watched it a couple of times trying to analyze it, and I just couldn't figure out how you put it together. By the way, Jesse Mueller, was what a talent she is.
Yeah,
her voice was just beautiful. But the weird thing, that the thing that got me was, Patty, all these singers, and you saw it, the singers were, like Jason said, exuberant and actors, right?
Yeah.
But they were in their homes. They had you saw their homes, their apartments, you saw their kids, you saw their dogs, and they're all hamming it up.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Delighted to do so, I'm sure.
And then at the... Go ahead.
The other fun thing is all those babies that you see are all the babies that were born during the run of the show.
So those aren't stunt babies?
Those are not stunt babies.
Those are real babies?
Actual babies.
Yeah. So
actual babies.
So tell me how your conversation with the normally reclusive Carol King went. Did you hear from her when you sent her the email?
What I did was I reached out to Carol through her daughter, Sherry, who's really great and manages all of Carol's music business affairs. And I just told them what we were doing. And I said, you know, it'd be really great if Carol felt like maybe just singing the end of the song. And they said, sure, she's up for doing it. She doesn't know how because she doesn't normally do selfies. I was like, I totally understand that. If she could just sing in the key of A major, the last line of the song, we can make this work. Mm. And so I got back this fantastic 10-second clip from Carol of her singing "You Got a Friend" at the very end. It was great.
Wow.
Really lovely. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on a wonderful project. And it also is a benefit for the Actors Fund, because, as we know, Broadway's dark right now, and you've got so many people, not just the actors and the musicians, but the people in the background, the grips and the crew members and all that, and they got nothing coming in, right?
They got nothing coming in, and there's so many people. You know, the Actors Fund does so much more than just help you with when you don't have money coming in. They also help with people in medical emergencies. And the Actors Fund isn't just for Broadway. It's for all entertainment professionals.
Right.
And I know that just last week, because this crisis is, you know, obviously so large, just last week, they gave out grants to 2,197 people, totaling something like, I don't know, $3 million or something like that.
And folks can make a donation by going to theactorsfund.org/beautiful. I think if you've got something spare, I guess you guys could sure use it.
We sure could. Every dollar counts. It just it goes a long way to helping a lot of people who are in a lot of need.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you have at least one Grammy Award and some other. I'm sure you have other awards on your mantelpiece or wherever you said you kept all this stuff. But this is just a beautiful project, and thank you for what you did, man. It's great.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk about it and spreading the word. And I hope you continue to stay safe from your basements.
Thank you. As safe as they are.
I'm not in the basement, Jason, just in case you're wondering.
I am.
We're all not in the basement.
I'm totally in the basement.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jace. Nice job.
Thank you both so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.